Scholastic Audio presents Midnight Magic by Avi. Read by Jeff Woodman. Chapter 1. In 1491, in the kingdom of Pergamontio, there lived a 12-year-old boy by the name of Fabrizio. He was the sole servant of Mangus the magician. One sweltering summer eve, near midnight, a violent storm broke over the city where Fabrizio lived. Lightning splintered the inky darkness. Thunder rumbled like siege guns. The falling rain fell with the sound of a million hissing snakes. Dirty-faced, scrawny, and shaggy-haired, the boy was sitting in the dry front hall of his master's ancient timbered house, wearing an old long-sleeved tunic with a belt made from a piece of frayed rope. His cloth boots were hand-me-downs of hand-me-downs. Close at hand was a lantern that burned a flame no bigger than a button. There was also a cudgel with which he was supposed to beat away anyone who tried to enter the house. But as far as Fabrizio was concerned, the most important thing before him was a tattered pack of tarot cards. These cards, he believed, could fashion the future. Since he could envision no life for himself other than as a servant, it was his master's fate he wished to shape. When the great cathedral bells rang 12 times, Fabrizio, knowing midnight was the best time to cast the cards, reached for the deck. But now that the hour had come, he was so nervous his trembling fingers could barely square the pack of cards, much less shuffle them. When he finally managed to do so, he took a deep breath, brushed the hair back from his eyes,